Israeli Rabbi Susan Silverman tells the story of an asylum seeker who escaped from Eritrea to a refugee camp in Ethiopia.
There they had this sort of like makeshift library, and in that library they had the Diary of Anne Frank. He read it and he never knew the story, and he was devastated reading it, and he cried and cried, and he left the refugee camp in Ethiopia, headed for Israel, went through hell, but the whole way heading to Israel, saying to himself, the people of Anne Frank will protect me.
Rabbi Silverman is determined not to let that man down, even as the Israeli government prepares to deport 38,000 African asylum seekers. They've been given the option to either accept $3,500 and a plane ticket to an undefined country, suspected to be Rwanda or Uganda, or be sent to jail indefinitely. Rabbi Silverman, whose sister is American comedian Sarah Silverman, is setting up a network of volunteers willing to house African asylum seekers. It's called the Anne Frank Sanctuary House, inspired by the Jewish teenager whose diary of living in hiding in Nazi-occupied Amsterdam so moved the Eritrean asylum seeker. She first presented the idea at a conference of rabbis in Jerusalem.
All the 200 rabbis in the audience raised their hands that they would all do it, and raise their hands again when I said who would encourage their communities to do it, raise their hands again. And then it just like burst open. And my colleagues and I have been getting like just streams and streams of emails of people saying, I'll take people in. I'm part of a community. This isn't what we do generally, but we're going to rise up and do this.
About 3/4 of asylum seekers in Israel are Eritrean and 19% are from Sudan. At a demonstration outside the Rwandan embassy in Israel on Monday, African asylum seekers dressed as slaves in chains and chanted, "Don't send us to our deaths."
We are demonstrating against the arrangements by the Israeli government to send us, to deport us back to Rwanda, in which the Rwandan government will get money out of it, yes. And we are just deported without being individually assessed our asylum seeker request.
We don't want to deport to other nations, just especially to Rwanda and Uganda.
The countries that have agreed to accept Israel's unwanted asylum seekers remain confidential, but the country has previously had a deal with Rwanda. Sharon Harrell from the United Nations Human Rights Council in Israel says her group has been tracking people who have been sent back to Rwanda under that deal, and most almost immediately end up in the hands of people smugglers and on the refugee trail again.
We have a collection of testimony that describe people who died on their way to Europe, people who died in the Mediterranean, people who were killed by ISIS, people who were imprisoned and tortured in Libya.
According to refugee agencies, Israel grants asylum to just 0.15% of people who apply. Many applicants have escaped mandatory indefinite national service in Eritrea. Ms. Harrell says the majority of countries around the world have granted refugee status to 90% of Eritreans, but Israel instead deems them deserters.
If you check the terminology, then the most common term that is being used is to refer to this group is the word infiltrator, that actually describe the way they enter to the territory, but not who they are and what should be their status and rights in the country of asylum.
Israel's ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer, says there's no good solution to the problem, which he says has intensified in recent months with an influx of people crossing the border.
In many respects, Israel is unique in that it's the only Western country or developed country with a land border with Africa, which makes it much easier to get in. Moreover, due to the political situation in the Middle East, we can't work these issues out on a regional level as they have tried to do in the European Union.
Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has described African asylum seekers as a threat to Israel's social fabric and Jewish character, and one government minister has referred to them as a cancer. The ambassador steers clear of such inflammatory language. He says they're economic migrants.
They've entered the country illegally, looking for jobs. And I think that Israel, like any other developed and Western country that we're all grappling with here, as you know well from so close to home, has to find its own way as humanitarian as possible, actually, to keep its laws.
Israel's Supreme Court approved the policy late last year, with some exceptions for women, children and the elderly.